Good day, good day. Welcome to the Queen Missy's Talk Show, where all things are good. Today, I have a special guest. Always have a special guest. But today, I have a special guest. But I want to just say some things before we get started. I want to give all to anybody that's going through a bereavement or they're going through anything. If they celebrate an anniversary or a birthday, I want to give that out. And I also want to give let you guys know that we are with Can TV, and we also are on every social media. So we're going to give a shout out to that. And also I want to welcome the very special guest that I was talking about. Her name is Danyetta Jenkins.
Yes, ma'am.
Danyetta Jenkins, welcome. Hi. To the Queen Missy's Talk Show.
Thank you. All things good.
All things good. So, Danyetta, you came on here to be with me on this good day.
Yes.
You work for Integrity.
Integrity Marketing Group, yes.
Oh, so is it a marketing group or is it an insurance agency?
It's a marketing group for insurance companies.
Okay.
Yes.
So I want to ask you, so when you were because I met you through a friend.
Yes.
Her name was Miss Linda Watkins.
Linda Walker,
give her
yes,
her
ma'am.
Shout out. That's
Woo-hoo,
one of my
Linda.
One of my besties,
yes.
You know.
Love
okay.
her.
I love her. As,
yes.
Okay, so when I was, you sent a video, we went through, you sent a video to me,
mm-hmm.
and the person that's in charge, Patrick Bet David.
Yes.
Okay, so, and he talks about PHD, people helping people.
P, right.
So is that people helping people? Tell me a little bit about people helping people.
Okay, so people helping people is a brokerage company. Mm-hmm. It's an insurance agent. We're insurance brokers for multiple different insurance companies that have been around for hundreds of years, all A-plus rated companies. And Patrick Bet David, an extraordinary man, pulled himself up, Iranian man, pulled himself up from his bootstraps, saw a need for, you know, insurance and everyday Americans becoming more financially smart, right? And so he put together this company. He started out with just a few agents, and right now we have over 66,000 agents, roughly that. Don't quote me on the exact number. But he started PHP in 2009. Mm-hmm. And in 2022, Integrity Marketing Group purchased PHP because we were making real waves in the industry, kind of like a disruptor, kind of like Uber and Amazon. So we're the disruptors of the financial services industry.
Okay, so how did you get into the insurance business?
Well, I'm a real estate investor, and my mother started passing away. I didn't know this at the time, of course, but my real estate career allowed me to be able to go away for a couple of months, Johnny on the spot. I got that phone call, and I was out of there. And, you know, that's not the time to ask an elder about their insurance. So you know, after everything happened with her, we kind of realized in the end that she spent over 30 years paying on a policy that was only $10,000 for one. And then in the end, she got zero.
Wow.
And I figured it had everything to do with the uncaring of the agent.
Okay. And may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so she paid into this policy,
mm-hmm.
$10,000 worth in the policy, but did the policy lapse or anything?
Over time it lapsed because she had it for so long, and
okay.
She got older, mm-hmm. She moved away. They said that she didn't do her change of address right.
Wow.
So whatever cash value she had,
mm-hmm.
They used it to pay the premiums.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my dad and my mom, they told me they tried to contact these people, but I don't know, I don't know what went on with that. We just had to find out in the end that her policy mm-hmm. was non-existent. I still don't know where the policy is or who it is or wow. anything like that. Yeah, it was very tragic.
Okay, so it is an investigation with insurance agent where you can go and do an investigation background mm-hmm. to make sure that you are invested in the right insurance agency. Am I correct?
I'm sorry, say that question
again. The investigation background to find out if you have insurance agent. I mean, you have you're with the company.
Yeah, there is. You have to know certain information. Mm-hmm. My mom passed and my dad was still here, but mm-hmm. you know, their mind wasn't like really where it was. Mm-hmm. He told me that, you know, they told him that the policy lapsed because of non-payment, and that was after they used up all of their cash value,
wow.
even though he tried to, you know, keep up the payment. So it was very traumatic during the time, mm-hmm. And that's what prompted me to get my insurance license. As
okay.
a real estate investor, there was, you know, a concept called infinite banking.
I heard about infinite
right,
banking.
Be your own bank.
So is that the same?
It's the process of using life insurance to fund your real estate deals. So when my mom passed and it was all said and done, I was like, and I let my business like dry up, my real estate business dry up. I was like, okay, well, now what am I do, right? So I said, hey, we have this class about insurance. And so I decided to venture off into investigating what happened with my mom and how could that happen. And it's indicative of what happens in communities of people that look like me. And I just wanted to find out how I can make sure that other families don't suffer in the way, because it was utterly unnecessary.
Okay, I want to ask you another question
then.
Okay, so she was not able to get in contact with the insurance agent, and no one, and then you said her mindset wasn't there for,
yeah.
you know, so, but I want to go back. So this company here, when they say you do your own banking,
mm-hmm.
so then doesn't that take out the middleman, the customer service, the person, the go-to person, the insurance person where you can contact if it's a problem? So how do you
it's
keep
just
track
a concept.
With that?
It's just a concept. Be your own bank is a way mm-hmm. that you utilize the insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
And without getting into the education of how an IUL works
mm-hmm.
or how infinite banking works, it's a concept
mm-hmm.
where you utilize life insurance to fund your real estate deals, fund different mm-hmm. businesses. It's in addition to, I don't know, addition.
Is it a universal, like the universal insurance?
So there is universal life, but this is an indexed universal
the
life
index,
policy,
okay.
which makes the difference.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what separates, okay, from the, okay, so you have the whole life, the universal,
mm-hmm.
and then
and
you
then the index
and,
universal.
And the index.
Right.
And I remember a little bit about that. But tell me about the IUL. So everybody, is it more expensive? Tell me what's the difference between just a basic life insurance and the IUL? How can a person, could they keep their other insurance company and then still on the side get an IUL and then use the IUL? Why is it so important to, excuse me, use the 401k
mm-hmm.
or take from a regular insurance company to get the IUL?
Okay, so there's an old way of life insurance,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a new way of life insurance.
Tell me about the old way first.
So whole life policies and
mm-hmm.
universal life is kind of in the middle,
mm-hmm.
but whole life is kind of like the baby boomers.
What it says, the whole life, the whole life.
Right, and just to kind of give you a concept of it, you can earn cash value with a whole life policy,
mm-hmm.
but let's say for instance you only going to get maybe 2-3% interest
mm-hmm.
on your cash value
okay.
in a whole life policy, whereas an IUL it's in the market but it's not of the market, so you're going to get anywhere from about a 6-12% return on your money. So
okay.
that's really the difference. It's just
so
more money available to you.
It's more money, so you're not taxed on it.
No.
So with the other insurance companies, they're taxing, they're eating up your money before you can withdraw? Are you saying that? Withdraw your money if you want to take your money out and say, okay, well, like you have a 401k, they tax it?
Well, it's two completely different things. So with the whole life policy, there you have, it's an either or situation. You're either going to get the death benefit or you're going to get the cash value. With an IUL, you can utilize both. And that's one of the differences that makes it the old way of using insurance and the new way. Also, a lot of the older companies or the older insurances that people have don't have something called living benefits. Now, this is an amazing concept that most people don't know about, but everyone should have, because you know how people are getting cancer, they're getting these ailments, heart attack, stroke, dementia, the things like that. Those things are covered under living benefits and you don't have to pass away. So let's say you're stricken with cancer, not you in particular.
Right,
but
thank you.
Let's say
it is a touchy subject,
but you know, it happens all the time. But
exactly.
You know what? We're surviving these things, right? And in the midst of us surviving, if we don't have the type of jobs or the type of financial security that's going to allow us to go through these treatments and not be able to work a job, living benefits will kind of help with that.
Okay, Willie. Okay, and we want to say that we was not laughing at that.
Yes,
we're just saying we was casting it back out. Yes, sending it back.
No.
But then let me ask you, so is it able to help with the hospital bills?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, okay, say for instance, there's a guy in our company, he 28 years old, or he was a young guy, right? All of a sudden had a stroke. His daughter, 8-year-old daughter, found him on the kitchen floor. He had became an agent with PHP. He had his policy set in place. He was able to collect up to about $200,000 on his from his policy because he had this massive stroke that was life-changing for him. And that's what living benefits does. So what he was able to do with that was not have to worry about how his stay-at-home wife and children were going to continuously be taken care of. He didn't have to worry about the funds because the living benefits came in when they were supposed to, and he didn't have to pass away. That's what's key.
Okay, let me, another question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have, okay, that happens, and he would contact you, the agent, or are you able to speak to a live agent?
Of course,
agent?
We would have to know. And
I mean,
and
is it hard to get through? So every time, I mean, everything now is
personal again. It's personal again. It's not an agent calling you on the phone selling you some insurance. It's us. That's how I met Miss Linda. I went to her house. I made sure that, you know, her and her family was taken care of. We have like a relationship now because I'm her insurance agent for her family. And that is the difference. The person that got the policy for him, he couldn't call, of course, but when the wife called and said, hey, this is what happened, we were Johnny on the spot, ready to take care of their every need, even to the point where we picked up the children sometimes. So it's relational. It's building relationships.
Okay, because the company does say integrity.
Yes.
So, and that means a lot.
Yes,
it says
absolutely.
A lot, honesty, and, you know.
Yes, yes.
With everything.
We love being a part of Integrity Marketing Group.
Okay. So, is it expensive? You know, will they set something to match your ability to pay?
Absolutely. Now, of course, the older you are, the more expensive it gets. And that's one of the reasons why I became an agent, because in my community, we don't even think about it. You know, black don't crack and all of that. We're very, very resilient. So we don't even start thinking about insurance until our bones start to creak. And by that time, it's a little bit too late. So it's very affordable. We work with multiple different companies. So it's not a one size fit all. It's not a one shoe fits all. So we will find the best rates for you within your budget. We do a very comprehensive insurable need. So we don't just say, like you may say, hey, I want $50,000 worth of insurance. We like, no, let's go through a real process to find out what your insurable need is, and then we try to match you as closely as possible to what your insurable need is based on your budget and affordability.
Okay, well, so tell me about the annuities.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the annuities, is it the same as where you're investing and you're putting a little bit here, a little bit here in the stock, or is it, you know, or, okay, so tell, okay, listen, tell me about the, you need the annuities. And then I want you to go back with the annuities with the IUL. Is that like a joint togetherness with
that? It's an either or, and you can have both.
Okay.
So it's a choice. So, well, the annuities is something where you put money away for a period of time. 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 14 years.
How much can you put away?
You can put as much as you want. Do you know how there's millionaires out there that have money and in their annuities, and then there's people that, you know, have a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the minimum is $10,000. Mm-hmm. And then we have a few in particular where, mm-hmm, if you don't have that lump sum like that, right, you can pay on a monthly basis. So it's totally affordable. But you put in a chunk of money. And
okay, what's the lowest and what's the highest a person?
So I would say $100 a month.
Okay, that's
right?
Not bad.
Right. Or $10,000.
Okay.
Right, is the minimum. Okay. And so then you can put as much as you want in there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. With that being said, do you engage teenagers to talk and to invest in?
You know what? That is my purpose. That is my purpose, to uplift and enhance American families, American, mm-hmm, businesses. I do have a particular focus on the African American community.
That's
but
great.
Young people are the key. This is how a lot of wealthy people have their inheritances, mm-hmm, for their families, because they get life insurance policies not for the purposes they think the child is going to die, but for the purposes of creating equity within that child. Mm-hmm. You can put just a few dollars away a month for a child, and by the time they get out of high school, grammar school, college, they have enough money. That's where the IULs come in at. Mm-hmm. They have enough money to pay for college, to buy cars, mm-hmm, to, you know, buy a home, weddings. There's no limit to what you can use the money for if you're structured properly and you're smart about these financial concepts.
Okay, so we spoke about the youth.
Yes.
And why you think that they haven't taught this in school about, you know, insurance, and we had to wait till we get the age that we are now to really say that this is something that's important? Why do you think that they took so long, or this wasn't taught during school?
I have to be very, very honest, and I believe that it was kind of deliberate, especially in Black communities, to keep this information away from us. Life insurance is about the creation of wealth. It's not about death. Else it would be called death insurance.
Exactly.
It's called life insurance. Okay. But they successfully have convinced us that it's strictly for death. Now, there was a time that they had specific policies for African Americans or Black people, and they had all these other policies for others. That's how my mother ended up with a $10,000 policy. That's probably all that the agent was allowed, mm-hmm, to offer her at the time.
Okay.
So, the reason why the youth are not really prevalent to this in our communities, because in other communities they are. They're savvy. They understand, because they don't even have to worry about it. The parents and the grandparents, the aunts and the uncles take care of it for them. And by the time they're in high school, they get to just collect. And so they're understanding a little bit more. In our situation, it's a little bit different. We don't even think about life insurance until we get 60 years old, 64 years old. By that time, it's more expensive. And that's why we think it's expensive.
So do you think about that we should even host a class for to go into the schools to talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Well, then I got a hookup for us.
I actually went to a grammar school over last summer, and I talked about becoming an agent because it's an extremely lucrative industry as well. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best industries for the average American. If you can't sing, dance, or even rap or something like that, how else are you going to make $1 million, right? You know, so it's one of the ways the average American can actually become a millionaire.
That sounds great. And with all things good,
yes,
we know that you guys focus on the youth, mm-hmm. the middle age,
yes,
and the seniors.
And underserved communities.
And every nationality.
Absolutely every nationality. Okay. Integrity Marketing Group, I'm so grateful to be a part of this company. Mm-hmm. They are pouring millions of dollars into agents that look like us because we are underrepresented.
Well, you sold me. You know that, right?
Okay. Yes. Well, we definitely have to get you set up.
Okay. So we'll have another day for
Absolutely.
That. I want to just welcome you and thank you for coming on to the Queen Missy's talk show where all things are good. But I would like to give a shout out, you guys, to some sponsors. And the sponsors that I would like to give a shout out to, because you can hear this on all social media. That will be one of them, will be iHeart with BBS. S1 Radio and TV, and that will be on your Alexa, your Apples, and everywhere you want to find it. Instagram, Facebook, you can find us. And with the Cam TV, don't forget to download the app. You can't hear us or see us unless you download the app. You guys, and then we want to give a shout out to Taqueria. You guys, that's on 103rd. Don't forget to go buy the Taqueria, tell them Queen Missy sent you, and I think it's the DDS corned beef sandwich. Tell them Queen Missy sent you. Oh, yes, you got it.
You're making me hungry, girl.
Yes, we have some other sponsors, and once again, I won't even mention that. We got some more sponsors, some more and some more, and we hope that you're going to be one of the sponsors as well.
Ma'am.
So tell us again, Integrity?
Integrity Marketing Group.
One of them that's coming on. To
yes.
be a sponsor.
And I would just like to give out my mentors a shout out. Royalty Money Movement. Royalty Money Movement.
Okay.
Yes.
And then would you hold my magazine up?
Absolutely. I love this picture. It is.
You gotta turn
it. Is
turn
fly.
It around.
where do I put
and
it?
American Life, you're right there. American Life Magazine, you guys sponsor with Queen Missy. We have some deals that's gonna be coming, just going out, and her name is Kokla. You guys will be getting in contact with Kokla, and she will go through the sponsorship with you. Come on aboard, and we'll talk to you later and see you with the next excursion, the next episode, the next guest. And thank you for coming aboard.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Are we okay?